Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Now, I know the COVID-19 pandemic is not over. The Delta variant is creating a surge that is sending many unvaccinated people to the emergency room, the ICU, and even in some cases, to the graveyard. So we're not out of the woods yet. But I consider myself to be a survivor of this pandemic. For several months, when the virus was here in the USA, but we didn't know it, I was flying around on airplanes and doing shows. I was shaking hands, hugging, and even kissing people, and of course passing around joints, blunts, and pipes with my friends and fellow comics. So the fact that I didn't catch the virus is pretty much a miracle. And if I had caught it, I'm 71 years old. It probably would have killed me. But once I did find out what was going on, I changed everything. I became cautious and careful. I stayed home, washed my hands like crazy, kept my distance from others. Now, I didn't own a mask, and the stores had run out of them, so I used a t-shirt as a mask when I had to go out until I could get one. And I watched in horror as the disease raced through nursing homes and senior living centers, and the hospitals and morgues filled up, mostly with people around my age. But there are other people that had a different reaction, especially young people. A lot of people insisted it was a hoax. Some still do. But the virus has mutated, and it is now a lot more dangerous to younger people. There are reports from hospitals of people insisting it's a hoax right up until the day they die. But when it was thought the disease only affected older people, a lot of young people looked at it as a mere inconvenience, and including an older guy who should have known better, then President Donald Trump, who was responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths in this current epidemic. He should go to prison for his response to COVID-19. You had people protesting stay-at-home orders and mask mandates and going to states like Florida, which are governed by idiots, so they could party, and then coming back to their own states and spreading the virus around. And of course, there were Republican politicians led by Trump who insisted that it was more important to open up the economy than to save lives, especially older ones. They all acted as though my life and the lives of others my age have no value. I haven't forgotten that, and I haven't forgiven either. So here's something I have to say to my fellow senior citizens. Do you have people in your family that demonstrated clearly that they don't care about you? Maybe you have children or grandchildren who went to spring break or other large gatherings, who refuse to wear masks or get vaccinated or take any precautions at all to protect you and others, and who voted for Trump and the Republicans in the 2020 election. That alone should let them know they don't care about you. So what you should do is go see a lawyer and change your will. Why should people who don't give a damn about you get any of the wealth that you spend a lifetime accumulating? Leave your money, your house, your possessions to a worthy charity or somebody you know that could use it. You could even leave it to your pet. You would need to appoint an executor that you can trust and make sure that after the pet dies, arrangements are made for what happens to the rest of the money. That way those family members can't get at it. Now that's a little bit of trouble, But think about the look on your relatives' faces when they find out that you left everything to your cat or a parakeet. They say that revenge is a dish best served cold. What better revenge than that which comes from beyond the grave? You will definitely get the last laugh. Thanks for listening.